This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The father of Mahsa Amini was briefly detained on Saturday, human rights groups said, amid a heavy security force presence on the first anniversary of his daughter's death in Iranian police custody that sparked months of anti-government protests. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
State-affiliated media reported arrests of several, quote, counter-revolutionaries and, quote, terrorists across the country. It said security forces had foiled plots to create disturbances around illegal demonstrations. The death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in the custody of the morality police last year for allegedly flouting the Islamic Republic's mandatory dress code triggered months of protests. Iran's official IRNA news agency denied that Amjad Amini was arrested, but it did not say if he was briefly detained or warned. Mahsa Amini's death represented the biggest show of opposition to the authorities in years. Rights group says more than 500 people were killed in the protests, and Iran carried out 7 executions linked to the unrest.
The top American military officer says North Korea may be able to boost Russia's supply of artillery munitions for the war in Ukraine, but Army General Mark Milley says that's not likely to make a big difference. He made the comments as he arrived in Norway for NATO meetings that began Saturday and will focus in part on the conflict. Milley said the recent meeting in Russia between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin will probably lead North Korea to provide Soviet-era 152-millimeter artillery rounds to Moscow. Milley said that while he doesn't want to play down the weapons assistance too much, quote, I doubt that it would be decisive. This is VOA News. An Afghanistan-based nonprofit says it is working with the UN to free 18 of its staff, including a foreigner, from Taliban detention. VOA's Tommy McNeil tells us more.
Conditions have become tougher for nonprofit organizations working in Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover 2 years ago, with more reports of interference and restrictions on jobs for Afghan women. On Saturday, the International Assistance Mission said it is working with the UN and others to free the 18 people who were taken from its office this month. It did not confirm reports that one of the detained staffers is a U.S. national. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Turkey's president says his country may part ways with the European Union, suggesting Turkey may end its bid to become a member of the bloc. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters the European Union is trying to sever ties with Turkey. He added, we will evaluate these developments, and after these evaluations, we might part ways with the European Union if it is necessary. His remarks came following a report adopted by the European Parliament, which stated the accession process cannot resume under the current circumstances. The report calls on the EU to explore a parallel and realistic framework for EU-Turkey relations. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Auto Workers strike in the United States is aimed at improving wages and benefits, but it could hit the wallets of America's car buyers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Consumers could see a new round of sticker shock if the strike by the United Auto Workers Union doesn't end soon. The number of vehicles on dealers' lots will start to shrink, especially for popular models already in short supply. But Ivan Drury at Edmunds says the dealers have been stocking up ahead of the strike, and he says even if they try to blame higher prices on the job action, their lots are full now. It would be months before the ripples of the walkout would be felt. He and other industry analysts are warning consumer behavior will be a factor. If there's panic buying, that would drive up prices. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An aircraft of an Italian acrobatic air team has crashed during a practice run in the northern Turin province. Italian media reported that a child on the ground was killed after the crash on Saturday. Italian news agency ANSA said that the plane or parts of the plane struck a car carrying a family. ANSA reported that a 5-year-old girl was killed and a 9-year-old and the parents were being treated for burns. The pilot ejected and also reportedly suffered burns. Video of the crash shows 9 aircraft in 2 tight V formations before one of the aircrafts drops below the others and crashes. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.